In April, the Kansas City, Missouri City Council approved an update to the master plan, unveiling a terminal building on the site of what's now Terminal A at the airport. That's when the public outcry started. Many Kansas Cityans love KCIA's layout. They point to how easy it is to get in and out of the airport. Kansas City Mayor Sly James quickly named an advisory group about the airport. James said the panel had to answer two questions.
Is KCI, as it is currently configured, the best airport for residents and visitors of this city? Second, if it is not, what are the options for an airport that will serve this region for future generations?
The city's plan for the airport's on hold until the advisory group wraps up its work. However, that's far from the only group looking over the proposal. The FAA, for one, is making its own assessment, looking at how much it will cost, how it will be paid for, and how it will affect the environment. FAA approval is needed because, technically, every commercial airport in the country belongs to the federal government. Kansas City Aviation Director Mark Van Loo says the FAA has to sign off on any construction.
Everything we do on an airport has to be approved by the FAA. If I want to build a hangar or somebody needs to build a new road, it has to be approved by the FAA. They pay for a majority of what we do on an airport, so obviously, the person with the most money wins, and in this case, it's the government.
The FAA needs to put its rubber stamp on the city's tentative plan, but a slew of other agencies, such as the Homeland Security Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency, also get a say. But no agency can demand the city build a single terminal. In fact, Van Loo says it's ultimately up to the city.
The simple answer is Kansas City. Kansas City's in charge.
The group Friends of KCI wants to make sure the decision isn't left to the politicians in City Hall, but to voters. The group's leader, John Murphy, says citizens need more of a say in the process.
It's extremely important. It's our money. It's our government. They work for us, not the other way around. It just seems lately that local officials just seem to look at us as an open blank checkbook.
Friends of KCI is gathering signatures on an initiative petition that would change city code to require a public vote on any demolition or construction of an airport terminal. Even if the initiative petition doesn't make it to the ballot, Kansas City voters may have the final say on the $1.2 billion terminal in the form of a bond vote. Aviation bonds, though they'd be paid for by various fees at the airport, still require approval from the voters. Maria Carter, KCUR News.